Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Have you ever sat on an interview board and the candidate facing you is just too good to be true? Every answer is hitting the target. Was it really happening, or was there more sinister reason behind this? In the age of AI and online interviewing, the sad reality is that more candidates are using AI tools to impress or even fool interviewers into giving them the job. Also, on the other side of the recruitment coin, how do you beat the AI bot interviewing you? Let's look at both sides of this recruiting equation. Sinead English is the founder and CEO of Hilt. How common are these scenarios, Sinead?
Morning, Bobby. Yes, they are quite common, as we found out when we did a survey there just before Christmas. So we asked employers if they had experienced an occasion where they felt the candidate was using AI in real time while they were asking the question. So obviously this is on online interviews, Zoom, Teams, whatever. And what happened was that 25% of respondents came back to us and said they were 100% sure that as they were asking the questions, the candidate was referencing or looking at another source for the answers. So Bobby, you ask me a question, and while I'm thinking about answering it and saying, oh, that's a good question, Bobby, there's a screen running beside me that's giving me the answer. So 25% wow. of respondents said 100% sure. And a further 30% of respondents said they weren't 100% sure, but they had a hunch that this was happening.
Okay, a couple of things about that. Firstly, does that tell you that online interviews are maybe not such a good idea in the sense that there are things that you're going to miss online that you would always pick up in person, body language, if somebody's sitting straight in front of you, it's much easier to get behind whatever waffle they're giving you.
Yeah, well, we would never recommend that a company would hire just on the basis of an online interview. So you might screen, you might shortlist on the basis of an online interview, but then you should really sit across the table from the candidate to decide, for the final interview.
Yeah.
It's easier to game it, for sure.
What about the tell me about a time when questions? So how does AI deal with that? So if you structure your questioning, much more on, specific recollections that a person might have to give, can you not put your questions that would get around the AI standard answer?
AI is very clever, Bobby. So what will happen is that a prepared candidate will look at the job description and they will either themselves predict the questions or they'll ask AI to predict the questions. So they put the job description into AI. AI pops out. Here are the likely tell me about a time, those competency questions you're going to be asked. And then the candidate could say, okay, well, based on my CV, how would I answer them? So, all of that can be created by AI. So those competency questions aren't necessarily a good way to get around the candidate just using AI. But what you can do is, as an interviewer, and this is what we're doing with all the companies now that we're training on how to interview, is the probing is now totally essential. So you say, tell me about a time when you led a team, a challenging project. I give you an answer that, as you said in your intro there, sounds too good to be true. You go, wow, this person's amazing. So then as an interviewer, I need to come back and probe and say, and why did you do it like that? What were the challenges? I always like to ask, how would you rate yourself out of 10 on how you dealt with that?
Okay.
And the candidate might say 8, and I'll say, why not 10?
Right. Okay. Another couple of things around this, Sinead. The use of AI, both by companies and then by candidates, as interviewee candidates, as we said there, like the amount of people, companies, first of all, 3 in 10 UK companies are using AI. So there's been a huge amount of increased applications as a result of this, and people have been able to sort of blunderbust applications out. But there isn't that much of an increase in jobs. So my argument here is this process with AI, is it kind of lose-lose for everybody?
Yeah, you know what? We liken it to like a battlefield. So on one side of the battlefield, you have the candidates who are applying for lots of jobs, and some of them are using these AI tools that will apply, you know, one click, you can apply for 30 jobs because the AI tool will supposedly match your skill set with the jobs that are all advertised on these jobs boards. So there's a lot more coming from the candidate side of the battlefield. And then the employers are going, oh gosh, we can't cope with all of these avalanche of applications. So we're going to put tools in place to screen the applications. So, you know, they have AI on the other side looking for keywords. So it's you know, I guess fighting AI fire
right
with AI.
Sorry, Sinead, I didn't mean to cut across you, but am I right in saying that 50% of applicants never get to the first screening, as in they're filtered out by AI? So half of all applications don't even make it to the table.
I'd say it's even more than that, Bobby.
Yeah.
I'd say it's even more than that. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is why it's so challenging for candidates now. You feel you have all these tools that will make your life easier, make your CV look better, make it easier for you to get in front of the interviewer. But the challenge is it's harder to stand out now because everybody's using them.
Yeah. I have a text in here that says, what about AI and CVs? They all seem to be using it now. I've loads of CVs on my desk that are clearly AI made. That comes in from Josh.
Yeah, Josh, you're absolutely right there. And you know what? The AI CV, it's easy to spot a CV that's just generated by AI where the candidate hasn't looked at it before it's gone out. Like you can spot them a mile off. And you know, just as AI tools love to exaggerate, you know, we've seen some CVs of early career candidates who are claiming that they single-handedly reduced the operating costs of a large company by 25%. You're going like, this is not real.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 on that cost saving? Is that the question
exactly.
You asked them?
Well, how exactly did you do that? Can you walk me through it? And that's a pretty short conversation. It's a problem for employers and, you know, trying to sift through all the deluge of AI generated CVs. Now, you know, there is a lot of merit in using AI to tweak your CV, to ask it to maybe match it to the skills on the job description. But there has to be human in the loop, both for the applicants and for the companies.
All right. Well, look, it's a subject we'll come back to. My thanks indeed to Sinead English, the founder and CEO of Hill. Thanks very much, Sinead. We'll come back to you again on this.
Great. Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.